Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. Today you're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, followed by Ave Maria. Then you will listen to my book Become Who You Are, the chapter 1, Who Are We? Each week, you will be able to listen to one new chapter during 12 weeks. Feel the vibrations, feel those changes. Open your heart. Enjoy. You can join me on Facebook, John Martin Healer, and also look at my website, johnmartinhealer.com. See you soon. Bye-bye. Chapter 1. Who are we? 7 billion people on Earth. Seven people feeling. Seven people having thoughts, emotions, desires, pains, sufferings. Who are we? All my life, this question came to me again and again since I'm a kid. How come one person, one individual person can make a difference out of 7 billion people? What's the use of being one when we are so many? Is one soul able to make the difference? How come I feel so connected with so many people at the same time? How come I can feel the emotions, the thoughts, their wishes? How come I can be away in the desert, high up in the mountains, and still feel everyone just like they were part of me? How many people on Earth are just like me? How many people feeling all those sufferings? I know we are only one. I know it because I feel it. This book is way more than a book. And you know it. Since you pick up that book, since you're listening to those messages on radio, you already feel the difference in your cells. There are many ways to start a book, like there are many ways of being who we are. I choose the simplest way or the toughest way. You will decide. I choose to record that book just by grabbing my voice recorder and recording 12 sessions of 40 minutes, each session for one chapter, following the guidances, following what I feel, following my visions, following everything that comes to me at that precious time. I was on the train a few days ago, going from Edmonton to Saskatoon in Canada. It was at night. I booked an economic seat and tried to sleep. And this title came to me. Of course, I was already giving that workshop, Become Who You Are. But I felt that was becoming a book. So I took notes of it, like as I usually do. But then suddenly, I got those chapters' name that came to me also. And there would be 12 chapters. And I would just listen I would just write all those chapters down. I also felt that on my radio talk show each Thursday on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. PST, I would play one of those songs that I heard, followed by one chapter. And each week, I would play one chapter that I was recording. I also had the vision that the Conscience Life Expo in 2014, in February, 7 to 9, February, I would be having my physical book in my hands and dedicating to people who would come to me at my booth. All that came to me in just like a few seconds. And now I'm recording this, and I know the text in my book will be just the same thing, the same quotes, the same sentences, the same words as I'm saying now. So yes, who are we? Who are we to be so connected? Who are we to be able to feel so many things? I asked my guides, I asked my angels, I asked them to give me answers since I'm a kid. There's so many questions I had. If humanity is just growing and growing, 7 billion now and maybe half before, like several, the 10 years or maybe 100 years before, if each individual has a soul, how do you explain that there are 7 billion people who has a soul? Where do those souls come from? How come since I'm a kid, I have so many visions of myself in past lives, from different cultures, different time and space? And I know those stories, I know those histories. When I was in high school, all the Egypt history, I would know it. I would know it, and I would have more details than the teacher would. Those tools, I would know how to use them, because I have seen them in my visions, in my dreams, even before I would see those tools in the books. So yes, I know past lives exist since I'm a kid. Another question is, how come there are so many people saying that in this past life or that past life, they were that person? And they all say, and they are very positive about it. They say, well, I was this person or that queen or that king, or I was that priest or that singer. How was this possible? So I asked, and I had answers. Yes, one soul, as it rises up, just gain from his experience. And then, when he gets back on Earth, sometimes it splits. It splits, it may split in several people, in several people. I explained this in one of my other books. Yeah. So many things, so many visions, so many thoughts. I only can name one at a time. It's like I have 50 televisions in front of me every time, always. And if I focus on one, I can name only one. Then it slows down the process. Who are we? What are we supposed to be doing on Earth? Yes, we're supposed to stay around 80 years, more or less, as a human being on Earth. And what are we supposed to be doing on Earth during that time period? Are our deeds so important for us? Are they so important for others? When I was focusing on this chapter, and especially on the first chapter, my guides will tell me an exercise to be doing in order to become who we are. So, please grab a white page of paper and a pen. And I would like you to write down 11 heroes. 11 heroes that you admire. They can be politicians, they can be great thinkers, they can be inventors, artists, sportmen, singers, whatever. Take some time and write down those 11 names, one below the other, on that white piece of paper. But before you do it, you're going to do another exercise. Just before writing down those names, you're going to uncross your legs, eyes open, you're going to take a deep breath, and you're going to focus 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize water. Pure, calm, crystal water. On top of that water, visualize a crystal ball. That crystal ball is floating there. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it? Now, I would like you to focus on that crystal ball and to stay focused on that crystal ball. Otherwise, your head will be dizzy. Now, take your pen and write down those 11 names. And you will perceive they come very easily, one after the other. You don't have to think, just to feel, to have images of those people coming to you. and just put their name on the sheet of paper. When you'll be done with those 11 names, at the end of it, write another name. Write your full name below those 11 other people. Now, I want you to focus on the first name. And define a quality, one quality that defines that person. Is it because he's very intelligent? Is it because he's a so great speaker? Is it because he can talk with his heart? Or he's very generous, or he's very handsome, or he creates so many great things. Whatever, there is one quality for that first person on that list. So put it down next to his name. And you will be doing the same thing for the second, the third, for all the first 11 ones. Now, I want you to look at that page. I want you to know that you belong to those people. You belong to those 11 other ones because you are part of them. All those qualities that you just named for all those 11 people are qualities that define you too. You're the synthesis of those 11 other ones. Inside of you, you've got all those 11 qualities inside of you. And you can become as great as each of those 11 other people. This is who you are. Yes. Now, you're going to read and to go through all those 11 qualities. That you gave to all those 11 people. And I would like you to focus. And find one quality that would just summarize all of those 11 qualities. The first word that come to you when you look at those 11 names. What's the word that comes to you? What's the quality that comes to you when you look at all through 11 ones? As soon as you get it, put it down. Just after your name. This is your main quality. Yeah. You can take some time in order to read it again and again.
what I would be doing if I were you is to take a picture of that page and to keep it, to put it on your computer, and also that sheet of paper, you're going to fold it in four and you're just going to put it below your pillow. And this is what you're going to be doing tonight for the next 7 days and 7 nights. And you will be sleeping on it. But before, you're going to open that page, and on the top, you're going to put the name of the city where you are and the date of today. And at the bottom, just below your name, you're going to sign it. Yes. This is what defines you. And now you're ready to put this under your pillow. You will remember this, because this is very important. And I want you to always think about it. This is what you can become. This is your inner potential. And you can become that one. The only question now is how far you are from being there. So, you're going to take another sheet of paper. And you're going to write at the top how far I am from being who I am. I want you to just visualize a number. From 1 to 10. I want you to visualize what's the percentage of who you are. If 100 is your fully potential, give me a percentage of what you are now, of your potential. If you need more time to answer to this, look at the first page you wrote down. How far you are from it? Are you that close to it? Like 80% close to it? 90% close to it? Or are you only 10 or 15%? Close to it. No matter what's the number, what counts is the potential. All that potential that you get to. Yes, that's a simple exercise. Like all the other ones, they came to me as visions, just because I needed them. Just because I needed to have that tool came to me. And because I believe in it, then it came. Yes. Through this book, become who you are. Following this process, following those chapters, you will be able to get closer and closer to that goal. You think it's a book that you read only once? No. It's a book, it's a process that you can go through it in 12 days or in 12 hours or in 12 minutes or in 12 months or in 12 years. Each chapter, you can spend 10 minutes on it. But also, you can spend 10 years on each chapter. And I wanted you to be doing all this, all at once, all at the same time. Yes. After you'll be doing all those exercises through that book, you'll be able to read it again, go through it with just like checklists, very quickly. And you can be also looking at it once in a month, or once a week, or just focusing only 1 week on one chapter, feeling it inside of you. And please, tell me what happened to you, because I know that from now and then, your life will change, just because you read those lines. I know it. I have images of it. The following nights, you will perceive more visions of who you are. Those 11 other people could come to you through your dreams and talk to you, giving you advices, giving you guidances, offering you gifts. Take them, grab them, thank them for all this. Because you deserve it. Because it's time for you to become who you are. Yes. We are on earth in order to experience. We are on earth to feel. To make that soul becomes bigger and bigger. Whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter, charged with all the energy of each our deeds. Each of our deed giving us another color, another dot, spot of light on our aura. And of course, each of us, we have a mission.
And in order to be going through that mission and to be succeeding, we have tools that are given to us. And those tools, in order to be feeling them, we need to feel the need of using them. It's because we need to eat that we find food, that we find the courage to get it. Who are we? I want you to feel this inside of you. That exercise that I help you to be doing at the beginning of this chapter. Remember that crystal sphere, that crystal ball? Well, that crystal ball is nothing else but your soul. And the closer you get to that vibration, the closer you get to focusing on it, the closer you get connected to your soul. The soul guides our life. The soul knows what we're supposed to be doing. The soul has access to our tools, to our potential. You will feel it more and more. Keep doing this exercise by focusing on it. The soul knows the way. Your heart is your GPS in your life. It tells you if you go too much left or too much right, or if you're right on your path. And your mind gives you only answers to the question, to the simple question you ask him. What is the next bus station? What is 2 + 3? What are my different options? But never ask your mind to answer, to make a choice. Your heart has to make the choice. Yes. So, by doing this, I want you to visualize those links from that crystal ball going to your heart and from that crystal ball going to your mind. Stay focused. Stay focused on those concepts and everything will unfold. You want to increase your ability to get connected to that soul? There is a simple exercise to be doing. Take some lavender oil, and take a bath. In your bath, just at the beginning of that bath, stay focused on that crystal ball, doing the same exercise, and put 3 drops of lavender oil in that bath. That lavender oil would just rise up your level of energy, clears up your aura as well, and of course entice you to just let your soul go through your body and get up there reaching the angels' realm. But if you stay focused on that crystal ball, you will be staying here in your body. And that's what we're looking for. So stay in that bath as long as you want. On the next day, do the same exercise, but double the numbers of drops of lavender oil to put in your bath. So if you started with 3, then go for 6. Well, if there is 1 or 2 more drops that goes in it, that's not a big deal. You will see that it gets more and more difficult to just stay focused on that crystal ball, because the lavender oil entices you to just rise up. But you have to stay focused on that crystal ball. And you will do this exercise, night after night, for all that bottle of that lavender oil. So it may last for 1 week or some. You may reach, I don't know, at the last time maybe 120 drops to put on one bath. And definitely you will feel the difference. Your aura will be just so much clearer, so bright, and you will feel so strong connected to that crystal ball. And believe me, next time you will be trying to jump out of your body and reach another place, wow, it's like a rubber band. Poof! You just go there, just like in a few seconds. Because you focus so much with all your strength, all your energy to stay focused on that crystal ball, even when that energy from that lavender oil was just like pulling out of your body, but you were staying on that crystal ball. I tell you, as soon as you desire and you wish to just like jump outside of your body and go somewhere else, you'll be traveling so fast, other space, time, dimension, in just like twinkle of an eye. Yes, so that's another tool that I just gave you. Yes. So much to say. Those tools will help you to define who you are. By doing them again and again, when you feel them, when you feel it, this will help you. This is the first step, the first chapter in your life. You know, we don't need to travel all over the world to become who we are. We just need to stay focused on who we are and to find inside of us that part that's called us, to feel it, and then everything just unfolds from there. Enjoy your life. Take care. All my blessings to your new life. John.